Thank you, Jesus. God, I honor you and I bless you. I thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for what you're doing in your church. Thank you for your word. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're gonna call this our mid-year checkup. Yeah. And I want to start by just reading from three passages of Scripture to give some context and foundation. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 20. They rose early in the morning and went out of the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, O Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed." Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 11. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." And in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. And I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, because I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am a youth." He was saying he was too young. "Because everywhere I send you, you shall go, and all that I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. The almond rod and the boiling pot. The word of the Lord came to me saying, What do you see? And I said, I see an almond tree. And the Lord says to Jeremiah, You have seen well, for I am watching over my word. You have seen well, for I am watching over my word. We're a house that's used to the prophetic word coming forth. We're a house that's used to receiving a word that's one of proclamation, one of declaration, one that gives us a sense of direction. Would you agree with that? And in the ministry of the prophetic ministry, in the ministry of a revelatory word being spoken, when an atmosphere is created for that and there's an expectation for it, that's where you will experience it more regularly. So in churches or settings that really don't believe in prophetic ministry or modern day apostles, those kind of things, they're less likely to experience some of the things that God's doing today. But where there is an expectation and a stirring of the gift of the spirit of prophecy, God's going to always be in that midst speaking forth prophetic things. And one of the parts of our DNA is that prophetic DNA. It's that prophetic DNA. And every year, I pray, as I believe many of you do, to pray and hear from God concerning what God wants to do in your life or what he wants to do. I pray not only what he wants to do in my life or in my house, but in our ministry as well. And so God will bring a word to us, and oftentimes many of you will say, God spoke that same word to me. And that's affirmation and it's confirmation. In reading what I read and reading from 2 Chronicles 20 with Jehoshaphat there out of Isaiah and there with Jeremiah, what I see in that is an importance put on the word that's coming forth. As a matter of fact, it's God himself that says, I will now hasten my word to perform it. I'm watching over my word. One translation of that says, you have said, well, I'm watching over my word to perform it, or I will hasten to perform that word. It's in Isaiah 50, the passage we just looked at, where he says, my word will go forth and not return to me void, but accomplish that which I please and prosper whereunto the thing that I have sent it. God is watching over the words that he speaks, the words that he brings to us. And I was praying about our time today as we're now, this is July 1st, and again coming off of this week of fasting and praying and seeking God. I don't know how you spent that time, but part of that time for me was going back and saying, okay, God, this is what you said at the beginning of the year. Is this what you're still saying? Or is there more that you want to say now? And am I stewarding this word well? And so I want to take time and I want to refresh our thoughts around this, and we may end it out with a declaration of these things. Because I want you to recognize that God's going to meet you at your place of expectation. Okay? He not only meets us in terms of our needs, but how many of you know that's a given? Your needs are already met. That's why it says that in Matthew, the 6th chapter. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. He's saying, don't concern yourself with the things that you need. That's already taken care of. So sometimes we relate to God out of a place of need when he wants us to raise our expectation in order for him to fulfill his desire for us. Can you say, God, I want what you desire for me. Come on, say, God, I want what you desire for me. So let's go back and kind of do a review of this. That so that hopefully this last 6 months, we will be able to finish it out with maybe even a greater sense of this word having worked in our lives. Now, I believe that when God speaks in a corporate setting, I believe he says a number of things. And the reason why is because it's a lot of folk. Yes. And so what's for you is what will resonate for you. Yes. That's your word. That's the word you work. That's the word you believe for. That's the word that you press into. That's the word that you raise your expectation to see that word fulfilled. Some other parts of God's word may not be speaking to you in this season. Is this making sense to you? And so that's why I believe, or at least for me, I try to spend the time to hear from God, not just out of one facet or one lane, but out of multiple places. And then I listen to hear the affirmation and the confirmation of it throughout the body of Christ. In 2018, the year of kingdom expansion. 2018 will be a year of kingdom expansion. We will see and hear more about the kingdom of God in this year than in previous years. Many will have an awakening to the reality of the kingdom of God and move away from theological and denominational constraints to embrace the reality that there is more that God has for us. There is a stirring right now in the body of Christ, and many are saying, while this journey has been good, and many of you have this testimony, that you walked with God in one season or one setting of your life, and then you just said, man, there's got to be more, there's got to be more, there's got to be more. How many of you can resonate with that? There's got to be more. This is good, but there's got to be more. Doesn't mean this is bad. This is good, but I think there's more. And that's the journey of the believer. That's the journey of every believer. Sometimes those around you may not really understand that because they're satisfied with what it is then. But the reality is, for the believer, every one of us, we should be moving from glory to glory. Say glory to glory. Meaning that there should be some type of transformational change that's happening in your life and in mine that causes others to recognize God is working in your life. So that was the opening statement that God said. And then he gave these specific points. 2018 will be a year, and I rewrote this just a little bit differently, so it might read differently than what you may see on the screen. 2018 will be a year of religious, bondages and strongholds broken. Religious and traditional barriers will be toppled, demolished, and destroyed. No longer causing the people of God to be held in bondage, hindering the power and the manifestation of the kingdom of God in their lives. Now, you can take that one off the screen because I'm saying something a little different now, Tracy. Yeah, so I need them to hear this now. Because one of the things I've learned about God is he can speak something to you in one season and say it to you a different way in another season. Okay, so this is like the revised version. Okay, not that he needed to revise it, because he doesn't need to revise anything. I just needed the revision. Okay, and so hopefully it makes it more clear for you. 2018 will be a year of religious bondages and strongholds broken. Religious and traditional barriers will be toppled, demolished, destroyed, no longer causing the people of God to be held in bondage, hindering the power and the manifestation of the kingdom of God in their lives. Religious strongholds, religious bondages and strongholds broken. Religious and traditional barriers toppled, demolished, and destroyed. And hear me when I say this to you. Your transition from a traditional denominational church into something that you might call more charismatic non-denominational doesn't mean you changed. It just means you started going to a different church. And the reason why it's important to say this at this point is because in my journey, now 20 years or so of pastoring as a senior pastor, you see people come and go, and you really do look to see the change in their lives. The reality is sometimes we say we want change and we go somewhere else, but we really don't change. We still have religious ways. We still have traditional ways. We still have things that hold us bound and captive to a philosophy and a mindset that causes us to never really walk in the manifestation and the power of God's kingdom. That's why it's good to be able to be free, and it's good to be able to get past titles and roles and functions. Yes. 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 That's why when I went over to Mr. Bear and I introduced myself, I said, "Hi, my name is John." He said, "I'm Bear." But my point is simply with that, this doesn't need to be no title. I didn't say I'm the pastor. She asked me, am I one of the pastors? I said, yes. Because I am. I didn't have to, I'm the pastor. What do you mean? Can't you see the anointing all over me? I am the pastor. But my encouragement, now stay with me. I want to make this something that you can hear. Here's my encouragement. Because some people sit week after week after week, but they never really transition outside of the traditional barrier, the denominational barrier. And we can hear the word, but never really assimilate it, never really get it on the inside, never really get the benefit of the word. And I'm saying this is the mid-year checkup now, Jeffrey. This is the mid-year checkup. Because it's kind of like this. And I got this visual last night. It was like God says, I'm sending this word to them. And then he points out certain angels and says, and you're on assignment to see that that word comes to pass as they believe it. And so the word comes to you and I, and all of a sudden things start shifting. They're on ready. And then all of a sudden, I don't think they believe that. They say, or they're ready and they're going. Then all of a sudden they say, I think they forgot. Because the word, listen to me, the word of God will always come with some type of corresponding action to it. That's why in 2 Chronicles 20, after they had prayed, after they had fasted, after they got the prophetic word, and he speaks and he says, believe the Lord, so shall you prosper. Believe his prophets, so shall you succeed. And then there's got to be some corresponding actions. Come on, say faith. Say faith without works is dead. And the corresponding actions is what led to their victory. So my encouragement is that we are now re-engaging ourselves to be able to benefit from this word and these words that God has brought to us. The second thing is this. 2018 will be a year of victory over habits and patterns and unhealthy, unproductive, and destructive. There will be a release of unprecedented grace for strategic alignments and renewed disciplines to achieve victory in the areas that have been a challenge. And when God spoke that to me, then he spoke four areas. He said time, health, finances, relationships. Time, health, finances, relationships. A little later he said this, I'm going to redeem time. I'm going to renew health. I'm going to release finances, and I'm going to restore relationships. Oh! Redeem time, renew health, release finances, and restore relationships. If all you did is wrote those four points down and let that be what you focused on for this last 6 months, I'm telling you, you would see some shift and some things happen and change for the rest of your life. But it takes the stewarding of it. So when I read something like this, I press into, okay, so what does that mean? Redeem the time, God. How do you want to redeem it? And what is my part in the redemption of it? You want to renew health. What does that mean for me? What is it I need to do to be the best me I can be while you're renewing my health, while you're renewing my strength? I was in Pittsburgh recently, and I happened to be spending some time with Parachute Band. Wayne and Libby, thank you. I knew if I said that, it'd kick. Wayne and Libby, what's their last name? How do they pronounce that? I don't want to say it because he'll text me and say I messed up his name. But Wayne and Libby. Now, Wayne and Libby are the ones on our recording who sang You Are Lovely. Wayne and Libby are from New Zealand. And Wayne is always kind of chided me and just in fun ways. We were talking last week, though, and we were talking, and like he thought we were like the same age, you know, we were talking. So I was sharing, you know, some of my testimony. He said, wait a minute. I'm doing the math in my head. He said, so if my math is right, you're telling me you're 60. I said, yeah, I am. I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 50. I said, oh, man, you need to say yes, sir, to me every now and then. renewed health. See, I'm going to tell you what did this for me. I know what did it. It's when I was 36 years old, Amandia, at Christ Emmanuel, and I did a fast for 36 days. God stopped the clock. He rolled back some years. Now, I know y'all think it's crazy, but I'm just telling you, I know what he did. He said, I'm going to slow this process down for you. Now, you do your part. My question to you is, what is your part? I'm just going to pause right there. I ain't going to speed past that. I know y'all want me to, but we only got one body. We only got one temple. The best thing we can do is yield it to God, because he's the one that made it, and he's the one that'll keep it. But we do have a responsibility. Every extended fast I've ever done, I've always changed my eating habits when I came off the fast. 36 years ago, it was red meat. I stopped eating red meat. Later on, after another extended fast, God told me to cut out processed meat. Later on, after another extended fast, he said, stop eating ice cream and all those kind of things. I said, the devil is a liar. No. I'm talking about discipline. Say discipline. Come on, say discipline. Now, listen. None of this is like, if I do it, I'm sinning. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm saying. Okay? And I've always learned this, and I will always say this. I've learned to preach the word and live my convictions. Meaning, I'm just sharing my journey in hopes that it will encourage you around your journey. But he says, I'm going to renew health. I'm going to release finances. I'm going to release finances. I'm going to release finances. He's going to release finances. And for some of you, it's going to come through that promotion. For others of you, it's going to come through an increase that you weren't really aware of. God's going to release finances. Come on. He's going to release finances. For some of you, it's to start that business. For some of you, it's to pay off those school loans. Okay, I thought at least three of y'all would have shouted on that one. Because we got some educated folk up in here that need to alleviate the debt of school loans. Release finances. And then restore relationships. Restore relationships. Restore relationships. Restore relationships. Restore relationships. This is a season of God restoring relationships. Thank you, Jesus. So Eric, I'm feeling a little slumbery right about now. So we in A flat. Do 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 do. Oh. Do 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 do. Oh. I don't always have the answers to the questions in my mind. And I don't always see for certain the end. But I know is holding me. expectation, and I have faith to walk this journey. I have joyful expectation of good. I have joyful expectation, and I have grace for my endurance. I have joyful expectation of good. All right, I feel a little better now. The next point was this. 2018 will be a year of the righteous judge executing judgment on matters that seem to have gone unnoticed, untouched, unaddressed. That which has opposed you, those who have opposed you, will now be judged and rendered powerless. I believe this year is also a year of divine reversals. Divine reversals. Divine reversals. One of the things that I love about God is he does well in keeping good notes. Nothing escapes him. Nothing. And you and I do not have to concern ourselves with the challenges of things and sometimes the way that we've been treated. As a matter of fact, the scriptures make it clear in the Beatitudes that we are to love our enemies. We are to look to the righteous judge to set things straight. And I believe in this word that 2018 will be a year of the righteous judge executing judgment on matters that have seemed to have gone unnoticed, untouched, unaddressed. The things that have opposed you, people that have opposed you, God's going to judge the matter and render it powerless. And I just throw in restitution. 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 Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Oh. I might need to add another instrument. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Come on, you just stay engaged just a few moments longer. Come on, this is the mid-year checkup, y'all. This is the mid-year checkup. It's like going to the doctor, all right, for that mid-year physical. We love those, don't we? Yeah, well, this is the mid-year checkup. Is this word working for you? Are you working this word in your life? Are you seeing it manifested in your life, in your body, in your affairs, in your finances, in your relationship? Is this word working? Is this word working? This is not a rhetorical question. Is this word working? Thank God then. Come on. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Come on, I need something just to lift here for just a moment. Come on. 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 Will be a year of a new cycle of new beginnings. We will enter this year with a fresh sense of grace to try and do new things. Some doors will open for the first time. Others will open again for a second chance. Say divine do-overs. Come on, say divine do-overs. I believe, I'm seeing it, divine do-overs. That God is opening doors now, new doors, and at the same time, he's saying, that door that closed, I'm opening it again. I'm opening it again. Now you're ready. Now you're ready. Now you're ready. Now you're prepared. I want you to get that he is watching over his word. He is watching over his word. He is watching over his word, and it's your faith, it's your ability to see it, it's your willingness to receive it that then activates it and causes it to begin to come into play. That's why he said to Jeremiah, now tell me what you see. And he said, I see an almond tree, the budding of an almond tree. He said, you have seen well. I will now hasten to perform my word. He says, once you see it, it can be accomplished. Yes. Once you see it, yes, it can be established. Yes. 2018 will be a year of new order. We will be required to establish and to allow the Holy Spirit to establish in us order that will be evidenced in how we conduct ourselves and handle our responsibilities. The scripture says, to whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required. New order. New order. New order. New order. The scripture says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Order before increase. What is it that God is speaking to you now and saying, we need to get this in line, we need to get this in order, because I plan to do this in your life, in this season of your life. We need to get this in order now because I plan to do this at this point in your life. I need you to get this in order, and trust me, you'll understand later why it is you're getting this in order now. Say order before increase. I'm just talking about us stewarding this word, y'all. 2018 will also be a year of divine order. We will be required to walk in greater levels of responsibility and discipline as God establishes his kingdom, his divine kingdom order through his body, through his church in the earth. Order because of increase. Come on, say order because of increase. Come on, say order because of increase. Now this is an ouch moment, but I want to say this because I need to say it. I need to say it for all of us. Stay with me, Eric. Come on, it won't hurt that bad. Come on, stay with me. I can feel the music kind of shift. Like, I'm sorry, you just have to know when I'm hearing it all. I just do. So stay with me. It's still an exciting moment. We're still up. Joyful expectation of good. Yeah, but this is like an ouch moment. It's an admonishment. Some of the things that God wants to do in your life will only happen as you find this next place and new place of discipline. The worship is great, the praise is good. But if there is not the applying of the things in our lives, then we will not see what God has intended for us to see. And I made this statement a week or so ago as I talked about the power of patience, and I talked about this place of disciplines. And that is, for some of you, the thing that's set before you is incredible what God wants to do. But he's saying, but I need you to come up to this level now of discipline in your life. discipline in your affairs, discipline in your finances, discipline in your health, discipline in your relationships, discipline in every area for it to happen. We live our lives, many of us, out of a place of required disciplines. Required disciplines. How many of you work a job? Let me see your hands. Just raise your hand. How many of you are employed? Let me see your hands. Great. How many of you just show up at work when you want to show up? Does anybody just show up when you want to show up? I saw one hand. Self-employed. So stay with me. That's good. I appreciate that. We're going to use that in a minute too. There are varied levels of discipline. But a required discipline is that if you're going to get paid, you got to be at work at this time, stay these hours, and then leave. Say required discipline. There's that required discipline. Now, the challenge is this. Some of the things God has put in your heart won't work out of that required discipline. It's going to take a self-initiated discipline. Not the required discipline, a self-initiated discipline. So I've tried to do certain things in my life to increase levels of discipline, particularly in this season. I'm encouraging you to do the same. Because this is the statement I made. It's one level of discipline as an employee. It's another level of discipline as the employer or as the self-employed or business owner. Because if you don't have the self-initiative, the self-motivation, guess what? You'll sleep in, won't you, Bear? But what God has for us, what God has for many of you, and some of you, you've walked in this place in terms of your own business and different entrepreneurial type things. So many of you know what I'm talking about. But that's a higher bar. I want to say to you that in every one of these prophetic words that I've read comes conditions with them. And here's my encouragement is that as you walk out the rest of this year, particularly if you're joined to Heirs Covenant Church, I am encouraging you to go back, look at those words. We have printed out documents for you. As a matter of fact, I asked Pastor Deborah to work on a piece, which she did, and she put it together in a corporate declaration for us. Do we have that declaration up there? We're going to end out with this. Can you locate that for me? I'd like to end out with this, and then we'll have communion. And for those that have been participating in the fast, now you can go really eat. Do we have it up there? We don't have it up there? Okay. What'd you say? Stand up with me. It's on the screen. I want us to read it together. Read along. I'd like you to use your outside voice. I know for some of you, you're seeing it for the very first time. Make it as personal as you can. We're going to say this. And speak it out. You ready? Come on. Father, I acknowledge you. a sovereign Lord. You reign over all heaven and earth. I acknowledge that your word brings light, life, and liberty to all who receive him by faith. Father, I thank you for the reality of your kingdom being manifested in the earth and in my life. I thank you that you have called me to live in and from that reality. There is more. Lord, we declare 2018 to be the year of kingdom expansion. I thank you that many will awaken to the reality of your kingdom. I thank you that you have chosen your church to establish and expand your kingdom in all walks of life. I receive your word, and I thank you for grace to live as an heir and true citizen of the kingdom of God. After me, I declare religious strongholds and bondages are broken. Religious and traditional barriers are being toppled and destroyed. They will no longer oppose the power and manifestation of your kingdom or hold people in bondage. I declare unhealthy, unproductive, and destructive habits and patterns in my life are broken. I thank you, and I receive unprecedented grace for strategic assignments. I thank you for, and I declare victory in every area that has been a struggle for me. I am victorious over my time, my health, my finances, my relationships. I declare this is the year of righteous judgment. I acknowledge you, Lord, as the righteous judge, and thank you for divine reversals. I thank you that this year is a new cycle of new beginnings. I thank you, and I receive fresh grace to do new things. Thank you for open doors to first and open doors to second chances. Thank you for divine do-overs. I declare this is a year of new order. Holy Spirit, I give you full reign to establish in me order that is evidenced in all I do, order that is evidenced in every area of my life. Thank you for order before increase. I declare this is a year of divine order. Thank you for the grace to walk in greater levels of responsibility and discipline. Establish your divine kingdom order in the earth through me. Thank you for order because of increase. Lord, may the expansion of your kingdom begin with me. May I ever be aware that your kingdom is within me, and wherever I find myself is opportunity for the kingdom of God to be manifested. Manifest your kingdom in and through me. I declare your kingdom has come and your will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Now shout it.